This is some selfish shit I'm about to say, but I swear to goodness, man, my whole fucking life, I've done shit for everybody else. Now, the last half of this motherfucker is me.
Quest love, go.
It's that time again. We're live from the basement.
Yeah! Episode 35, baby. Y'all know that voice, man. That shit is the one, the only Brad Jordan.
It's about to go down.
I fucking hate that guy.
I want to meet him.
Shouts to Bradley.
Yeah, man. Shouts to Brad Jordan, a.k.a. Scarface, man. We've given you a hint. We got that shit on deck, man.
Absolutely.
It's about to go down with Deeply Rooted.
Ooh.
Face.
I'm excited about this
face
one, man.
Mob.
I'm excited, too, man. You know why?
He did Smile.
Why?
Yeah, he's a classic.
What's the classic Smile? Jay-Z?
Guess Who's Back?
Yeah, Guess Who's Back,
oh
man.
My God.
The Fix.
Can't Be Life.
Yeah, man. The Diary. Deep history.
All the Ghetto Boy stuff.
Brother Mike.
Mike's playing tricks on me.
Yo, man, we got any shout outs, man? Anyone to throw out? Who's in the chat, man? Who's still rocking with us?
Shout out to God, Jesus, all my Hulkamaniacs.
Shouts to Roxy, Alfonso, Juan 1300, and a ton more.
Simon,
yeah.
Sinistai,
Simon,
Alfonso.
Good shit, man.
Absolutely.
Good shit, man. Are we doing shots, man? We got any? Max is like, tap out. Right, yeah.
And shouts to all the, man, shouts to all the.
Shot of water.
Shouts to the Twitter followers, Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, at Live The Basement. You can follow us
on
Facebook.
You still got the good stuff.
Let's go.
My at Facebook.com/WeGetsLive. Follow us on Mixcloud at /HoodHype. Instagram is Live The Basement, too.
Yes, it is,
you know,
man.
I was thinking, we should start an Instagram just for the Stash Box.
Yeah, that would be kind of sweet, man. Just get like all up close tight photos, whatever the fuck we be drinking.
I thought about doing one for Untapped, but then it's like only beer.
Yeah.
So we got to do a Live From The Basement Stash Box Instagram.
Thank you, sir.
What do you think?
I'm
with
it.
Can we do that?
I'm with it. I dig it.
All right.
Y'all know the routine. You know the ritual.
Woo!
If you're at home, pour something up, whether it's beer, liquor, you name it, whatever, man. Just drink something with your people.
Here we go. Over the keyboard.
Yes, right. Indeed, man. 35. Got to get it started.
Oh, man, that Ciroc is too easy to drink, though.
35 all the way alive.
It's so smooth, bro. So
you know what we should do? Listen, one of these episodes, maybe next episode,
taste
we need
test.
To get Ciroc versus effing.
Ooh, puffy juice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Doesn't Luda have one too?
50 Cent.
He got Conjure Cognac.
Oh, can we do a battle of the hip hop vodkas? Does that exist?
Let's do it.
What other hip hop vodkas are there? F
Armadale.
Armadale. Did he still own that or no? Did he let that go?
It's just out of business.
For real?
We're just going to go 50 and Puffy, man.
Okay.
They're the only two talking shit.
Head to head.
Let's do it.
We'll
do big dogs.
I think I know the winner, but let's do it. I love
Pit Bull with three olives?
I'll drink that all day. He might be. He might be. I'll rock with it, man. Woo! 35,
was that
Pit Bull?
Was that Pitbull? What the fuck was that?
Yeah, we're going to get it popped off, man. Y'all love motherfuckers that have the government. There's something to be said about going with your government name, and we're going to kick it off with Jared Sanders.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Be myself. You can't be more yourself than using your government.
Boom.
Love it. Let's go, baby. Fuck with us. Loaded show, man. Got a new segment coming up, too. Going to make y'all laugh.
Chains gone, way too many for me to take off. YSL on my Prada loafers, fly as well in my lane, dog. My fashion eye is impeccable, indelible. No molly popping, it's time for it. Give me mine, I got time for it. I pay for it, I shine. Everybody wanna get a little bit of thump. Baseline hit a little bit up in the trunk. Everybody wanna sports in a highlight, in a limelight. Get it a little bit of dunk. If my shoes ill and they box fresh with that tissue paper in the insole. The jump man on the outside, it's a touchdown in that end zone, but I never fall. I'm thinking it's all cause I wanted to go indie. All cause the number that flows empty. All cause the enemy don't friend me. Try to cut me down in my prime years and it's off like one of D-Rose entries. All cause the one that flows in me. Don't tempt me, I wanted to go friendly. Now I just look in the sky, thinking about all that you've done for me. I was in miserable company, looting for looting, polluting and shooting. The youth and the crew that look up to me. Truth is a luxury we can't afford. Ain't nothing wrong with no Honda Accord. Skip all the Grammys, I got a ticket to paradise. Better than all them awards. Talking about
man, make the paper, paper never make the man. Band dreams, but can't never make the bands. Trying to get my way up, but I never make the grand. Can somebody wake me up before it ends? Cause
I just wanna be myself, be myself. When I wake up, be myself. Pray for me. I just wanna be myself. Nobody wanna be flipping burgers, busting suds, 6 an hour in the kitchen like dish detergent. Everybody they clapping birds or they flipping pigeons. Training day, cops shut it down off of moving wet. Stop the ball like a rain delay. And I ain't even know what I wanna be in the morning when I wake up. All I really wanted was the cake up. No foundation, thinking I'm the Mac, trying to cover girls like the makeup. Thinking it's all cause I had no esteem. I could never see another outcome. Missing a heart cause I ain't know no better. Taking a heart cause I ain't got one. I had a baby face, I had a table fade. I had to pray for waves till I got him. Had a saving grace and I ain't know my place. And I ain't know about fate till I got it. And I ain't know about fate till I tried it. Give them all the papes in my pocket. Trade them all the francs in my wallet. Now that I made it out of the darkness, I don't know how to call it, but I'm looking in the sky. Thinking about all that you done for me. I was in miserable company. Lucifer looting, polluting, and shooting. And you finna crew that look up to me. Truth was a luxury I couldn't afford. Lord, I was sinking. No money, no toys. Dreaming of Grammys. Then I got a ticket in first class, and it's better than all of them awards. Thank you.
Man, make the paper. Paper never make the man. Rubber band dreams, but can't never make the band. Trying to get my way up, but I never make the grand. Can somebody wake me up before it ends? Cause I just wanna be myself, be myself. When I wake up, be myself, be myself. When I wake up, be myself, be myself. When I wake up, be myself, be myself. Pray for me, pray about it, fix it for my health. Grandma told me about it, thinking when I didn't love myself. I ain't know about the health, I ain't know about the wealth. Hallelujah, thinking about me when I didn't love myself. All I wanted was a chain hang low. When I ball, ain't need none of that. Gucci fit, riding low, bros on the Cadillac. Jean Don Paul, licking the styrofoam. Passport stamp, Motorola phone. I don't need no Audemars Piguet. No Bugatti chopping blades. No Ferrari snatching Barbie. Just a snack from Chick-fil-A. Not a stack up in my face. Not a plaque up in my plate. Not a mansion and a fountain and a statue in my state. Not a mountain and a cactus and a counting and a mattress. So astounding. And that is magic, eating lobster on the plate. Not a dime in my city, Lil Bougie and Sadiddy, Vera Wang. Sitting pretty, cause before I pass away, I just wanna be good when I'm looking in the mirror. Better yet, I'll be great when I'm thinking about his grace. When he took me out of nothing and he made me into something. I was phony, I was bluffing, I was tripping out of place. When I'm looking in the mirror, I can see the picture clearer. Feeling good, feeling great when I'm thinking about his grace, but it's grace. Look around, kinda feeling out of place. Everybody trying to copycat, talking about the
man. Make the paper, paper never make the man. Rubber band dreams, but can't never make the band. Trying to get my way up, but I never make the grand. Can somebody wake me up before it ends? Cause I just wanna be myself. Be myself. When I wake up, be myself. Be myself. When I wake up, be myself. Be myself. When I wake up, be myself. Be myself. Pray for me.
What the hell?
I love that. Oh, that shit dope, man.
Love that shit.
I love children, man. Like Kanye said, man.
I love how you just said that right now. I love children.
Yeah, man. That's good stuff, man. Kids, they give you the most improv crazy shit, bro.
You know what I believe?
Kids is wild.
I believe the children are the future.
I know, man.
Teach them well, let them lead the way.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hell yeah, man. I just saw that shit posted the other day, man.
Give them a sense of pride to make it easier.
Fucking man.
Let the children laugh.
America. Yeah, bro.
Remind us how we used to be. That's everybody's searching for a hero. No, I'm just joking.
So,
shouts to Whitney.
Oh. Okay, I was just going to do something.
All right.
We got a game.
A great game.
We got a great game.
Some nuke shit. Go ahead and spill it to the people.
We got a new game. We're going to call it Raps with Friends, right? Want to call it Raps with Friends?
Rap Words with Friends.
Rap Words. All right. We got a new game. We're going to call it Rap Words with Friends.
And that sounds so corny.
It does sound corny.
Name, but I love it.
But it's a play on Words with Friends.
Is it Words with a Z?
Yeah, Words
Hell
with a Z.
Yeah.
We need friends to make a logo. We need to logo this bitch up.
Can we do Friends with a Z also?
Because who says the word raps? I can tell you who says the word raps. Who proper says- ass motherfuckers. People that enunciate all of their fucking
absolutely
rap, all their
words.
Letters.
These are rap words.
Rap words. Rap. He's got great raps.
Hey, he's a great rap singer.
Oh,
singer is my favorite.
I hate that shit.
I tell people that now.
That's the worst ever. Like,
hey, what do
you
say?
I'm rap singer.
I'm a rap singer. So fuck with them.
So we're gonna
I hate
do
people.
We're gonna do rap words love the kids, with though. Friends.
Yeah.
Rap so, words.
Tell
with
people
friends,
the concept.
So here's what we've done. We've taken rap lyrics.
Famous
lyrics.
No bullshit.
Famous
like
lyrics
from some of your favorite songs.
Yep. And we've turned them into plain proper fucking English.
Yes.
You erase the slang.
We erase the slang.
We're enunciating. Wow.
We're using Ghostface songs.
We're speaking shit. It to we'll regular people. Night.
And now you gotta listen to it and you gotta guess what that song is.
Yeah.
After hearing the proper non-slang.
It's like a translation. You know how like the Bible got we're translating hip hop to the to the masses.
Yeah. So you want so let's show them how it works. You guys can do the first one. I know what they are because I had to put it together, but you guys do
is
the
there
first
a buzzer?
One. No, there's no buzzer. It's not a competition. Yeah. We're just gonna see if people can if people can guess it.
We
but
can guess it.
And maybe this will evolve over time.
Yeah.
But like if
whose teams? So,
there's no teams.
I'm just joking.
You're really fucking us up.
This motherfucker over here.
All right, so
Jim Harbaugh that good.
What's it?
I can't draw that good.
So we'll do we'll do the first one.
Like picture areas.
Picture, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do the first one.
Yeah.
And then we'll let the listeners have a go at it. So let's play the first
so
one.
So this is a sample. This is showing y'all how that
you ever
shit
play
goes.
Spoon?
And hopefully you guys can get it. Let's see what happens. So let's listen to the first one.
I grew up in a terrible side of New York City. Staying alive was very difficult
cream.
For me.
Jesus Christ.
We were at a secondhand store and Mom left Dad to move us to Staten Island. When I was a child, I had a gold tooth and owned a goose down coat. And I began making money selling drugs.
Why?
That's Raekwon's voice from
Why he sound like fucking like
I
Alfred
grew up
Hitchcock.
So play on the crime side, crazy. The New York Times side.
Yeah, so the answer was?
I would say too. I would also, I would go with that, man.
Nice.
Side, the New York Times side.
Okay.
Staying alive was no
job. What do I want?
Mom's bouncing on old man.
So
then
we you want to let it land. You want to do one more?
Yeah.
All right, do one more.
We do another sample?
Yeah, let's do another sample and then we'll let the listeners pick at that. So just do one more sample.
It's number
let's see
two.
If you guys can guess that. But you got to wait till it finishes before you guess it.
Oh,
yeah, man. Yeah, you kind of jumped the gun.
I buzzed in.
Yeah, man.
It got obvious, though.
You're like, Jeopardy, you're like, bling.
I grew up in a rough part. As soon as he said grew up, he picked it up.
Yeah, I did. I did.
All right, here we go.
I aged.
Second one.
I was pontificating in overall solution because I possessed nothing other than perspiration in my palms. So I checked for money in my pockets. I had none. So I left my home to strategize how I would earn some extra money.
It's Rakim, paid in full.
Let's see.
Right off the bat.
Play the answer.
I wouldn't
want to play it again. Listen to her again. Let's hear her.
Yeah, let's run that back.
I was pontificating in overall solution because I possessed nothing other than perspiration in my palms. So I checked for money in my pockets. I had none. So I left my home to strategize how I would earn some extra money.
You're so white.
I had none.
Oh my God.
I like the answer.
Death with the record, thinking of a master plan.
Boom.
This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I dig deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents.
God,
I need
damn
money.
It.
I used to be a stick up kid. So
listeners,
I think of all the devious things I did.
Wow.
So listeners,
man, that shit was dope, man.
Let's do the next one. But this time, let's leave that open for the callers to call in.
Yeah. Can we give them two clues?
You want to give them two?
We'll play, and we're going to hit them both twice. So you can catch all the
callers. So they can answer number one or number two, so they can say this is the answer for number one or number two.
Yes.
The number is 313-757-2576. Again, the number is 313-757-2576. You're going to call in and answer one of these. So let's play.
This is number one.
Angelo, if you're out there, fucking call us, bro.
A close friend of mine left two of his firearms at my house because he had to go to jail to serve his time. He was out of the penitentiary in 1993. Are you ready to go earn some money?
Yeah, that's the first one.
Hmm.
Okay, what's the second one?
Hold on, let's run that back.
A close friend of mine left two of his firearms at my house because he had to go to jail to serve his time. He was out of the penitentiary in 1993. Are you ready to go earn some money?
Wow.
Okay, so that's number one.
That's the first one.
This is for you, listeners.
Phone lines will be open. Gotta wait, though. It's the second one.
I have other means of having a grand party. I'm getting intoxicated at the Howard Johnson with an attractive lady waiting. I made it through another year. I can't ask for anything more. It's society's outsiders. For the books, I thought you knew. So now you know. Let's get going.
That was a long, I'm gonna play it one more time, okay, man. That was, oh boy.
Oh no, I have other means of having a grand party. I'm getting intoxicated at the Howard Johnson with an attractive lady waiting. I made it through another year. I can't ask for anything more. It's society's outsiders. For the books, I thought you knew. So now you, you know. Let's get going.
Oh, let's get going. Oh, let's my God.
So good, can we go to a song and they can listen to, think about that for a second?
Oh, my Lord. What the hell? Yo, who are these people? These fucking readers, man. That shit is the, yeah, it's so proper. It fucks me up. I'm just being honest. I'm confused. We shouldn't even give our picks until we come back. So let's, phone lines will be open on the rebound.
Yeah.
We about to hit y'all with Talib Kweli. This is He Said, He Said, She Said.
Ooh.
Let's get it going, man. 35.
Save the drama for your mama.
And we got more of these, man. Shit is retarded. We in the basement, baby. Yeah.
About this new artist, somebody said he was the hardest. Seemed like I gotta do the knowledge, cause I don't go by them comments. Loving the promise of some new hot shit, and apparently this kid got it. He adored by all of them bloggers, they describe him down to his boxes. I heard last night he had problems with some other random ass nigga. Tonight the blog is on fire, them niggas beefing on Twitter. His timeline full of depression, but his death the life of the party. They celebrating his self-destruction and make for excellent copy. Oh, what are you talking about? Hey, come on. What are you talking about? Come on. Life, a series of moments. In VIP, he be posted. Dudes be drinking that potion. Girls all in their emotion. Thoroughbreds in the stable. What? Deal all on his table. But I heard he's staying independent. He don't fuck a major label. The rumors keep on swirling. Every interview was a circus. Yeah, he grinding. He working. But his lack of God is disturbing. Can't wait to write about how the drugs blame. He was numbing the pain. He was loving the fame. Plus, think he going out with what's the name? And the asshole fast, he'll fuck with lame. Baby mama got crazy drama, get way too violent and drunk. You couldn't make an honest woman out of her, now we face your honor every month. Now she's slandering niggas on Instagram, so her followers up and the kids be damned. She be giving out advice how to get a man and a sex tape part of her business plan. Now she coming up next to plug a new song, she a guest in the Breakfast Club. All the party promoters give her extra love, all the hype be saying sit next to us. I heard a bunch of these rumors, I heard it made this nigga loser. Only thing I have yet to hear is any of dude music.
What are you talking about? Taleb is dope, man. I know he get the label of being, you know, conscious or whatever.
Man.
I'm telling you, man, we saw him at the loft. He had energy for days, man.
He made an shit album called Fuck the Money.
That's
Styles amazing. Styles P's on it.
And that's what everybody wants.
Patrick Stump is on it.
Yeah.
Fucking Miguel's on it. And it's free.
So he went out of pocket.
He said, surprise, here you go.
Definitely, wow. Man. So do we still have the caller?
And his comment on it were, bankers are routinely crashing the system. Capitalism is cataclysm. And he said, if the pursuit of money is your only goal, then you lose control and you lose your soul.
He's getting political in a motherfucker, but bang. I'm not mad at it. Not mad.
He created his own title.
A lot
wave,
of truth.
Huh?
Yeah.
I like it.
Phone lines is open. Whoever that was to call, man, please hit us back. We are playing Raps with Friends.
Rap words.
Yeah, rap words with friends.
Rap man. Words with friends.
There it is.
We're going to holler at words with friends, and then we're going to add rap to it.
Let's do it. Let's
we
do
should
it.
Use like an 80s logo. Rap.
I'm going to hit y'all with a refresher. And here's the thing, man. I want people to call, but I just want your guesses. That's it. Let's keep it brief because I want to get people's takes on this shit, man.
I love it.
We're going to give ours too. A quick refresher, man. Here's the first one.
A close friend of mine left two of his firearms at my house because he had to go to jail to serve his time. He was out of the penitentiary in 1993. Are you ready to go earn some money?
Man.
Oh, no.
Here's the other one.
I have other means of having a grand party.
So slow.
I'm getting intoxicated at the Howard Johnson with an attractive lady waiting. I made it through another year. I can't ask for anything more. It's society's outsiders. For the books, I thought you knew.
I thought
so.
You
now
knew.
You know. Now let's get going.
All right,
that
man.
That second one's by Edgar Allan Poe. That's what it sounds like.
Yo, we got a caller. Yeah. Who we
caller?
Shit is frightening.
Where you calling from? What's your name?
Tone, Delaware.
All right, what's good, Tone, man? Get him in, man. What's your first guess on the first one?
I don't know about the first one. I know you all talking about that two clips or whatever the fuck that Biggie.
What's that? Run that back, man.
The one shit with Biggie.
Okay. Oh yeah. So you're saying Biggie was the that was actually I think you're taking a guess at the first one or
he said the second one.
You said the second one.
Fuck.
I don't know.
Fuck. I don't know. So I went to the bathroom. The one shit they talk about the two guns.
The two guns.
Okay, play it. Let's see. Okay. Play the answer. Let's see.
So you're saying Biggie, man. Let's see if he got it right, man. Let's. Here we go.
My man Imp left a tech. Yeah.
Ah, good shit. He had to do a big.
Got it.
Good shit, Tom.
Got him.
Yeah.
Good shit. That's what I was going to say, too.
Go to livefromthebasement.com for your price.
I was fuzzy until he said 93. When he said 93, and he was like, are you ready to get this money? I was like, okay. Or whatever he said. I was like, that was the giveaway. You don't want to take a stab at the second one?
Huh?
You don't want to take it?
I missed.
Let's play it.
I'm
going to
play it for you real quick. Here you go.
I missed one.
Here we go, Tone.
I only heard the one.
Hold on. Just listen. Listen. Listen.
Get ready.
Oh, no. I have other means of having a grand party. I'm getting intoxicated at the Howard Johnson.
Oh, man, he can't hear it. He can't hear it. It's all good, man. It's all good. But good call, Tone. We're going to open up the phone lines and let other people guess, man. Appreciate it.
Go to livefromthebasement.com for your prize.
Right,
you can
bro.
Stream any of the shows for free.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Phone lines is open. I want other guesses, man. Anyone, you want to take a stab, Mola? At the second one.
Nah, man. Let's let the callers
chime in. Do you think you know what it is, though? Do you think you know what it is?
I might.
Okay.
You might. Okay. I would love to hear people's take on it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. I have other means of getting paid.
Yeah. No, I have other means of, what was it, throwing a grand party?
I have other means of throwing a grand party.
That shit is, man, bro.
I left two guns
to play one more
at
time?
The Howard Johnson's.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know why this one's so stupid. No.
I have other means of having a grand party. I'm getting intoxicated at the Howard Johnson with an attractive lady waiting. I made it through another year. I can't ask for anything more. It's society's outsiders. For the books, I thought you knew. So now you know. Let's get going.
Should we give it up?
Then go to
the next one. We got a lot.
What would be your guess?
No, do we have more?
Yeah, we got a lot.
We got a few.
What's your guess?
I already know what it is, though.
I can't comment on this. This was my submission.
So you're the only one.
I'm waiting on yours.
You want to give it a guess?
No.
Come on, man.
You don't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't like
Stop
to say
Googling.
He doesn't know.
Just take a stab.
I'm still in the chat.
Oh, we're going to say...
Take a stab.
You know what? I don't know this one.
Okay.
You don't know. That's fine.
Oh, no. I have other means of throwing a grand party.
Let's hear the answer.
All right, man. Check out. This is the answer.
Oh, no. I got other means
of Attractive lady.
Got it.
The chatters think of Mos Def or Pharaoh.
We'll run that back one more time. Oh, no. That's a grand party.
That's a grand party.
Yeah.
The Howard Johnson.
Nothing much more. I thought that was going to be the giveaway.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
Can we do another one?
I love this shit, man.
I wish I had a submission. I feel left out.
Can we do another one?
Hey, man, this will be a recurring thing, bro. This ain't going nowhere.
Oh, stop. I'm out. Can we do another one?
Stop.
I'm leaving.
Hey, man, I fucked up on Rakim. You can't say nothing.
Let's do one more.
You're good.
One more, and then we can take a break. Maybe we come back to it later.
We do that, yeah. And we come back, we're going to stash box it. So let's give him with something.
Here's the next one.
For the stash box.
I am not a murderer, but if you make me angry enough, I may very well threaten your life.
I got this one.
Okay.
Well, retaliating is just as entertaining as intercourse.
Got it.
You guys crack me up. Damn, you're good.
That's so easy.
Just play the answer then.
So we just say what it is?
Yeah, what is
I'm not a killer, but don't push me.
Oh, there it is.
Next to getting pussy. Yeah.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy. Next to getting pussy. Picture paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the
rap game sold. All right. You want to go to the next one?
One more. Let's do one more. Yeah.
All right. This one right here.
Imagining reality. Who the worst is. Doesn't matter. Their worth is only determined by their income. I'm mostly focused on income and planning on living the legacy of my friends who have since passed away.
This one's very hard. Is this number six?
Yeah, that's fucking.
Oh, this is the hardest one.
I feel like I know this one.
This one's really hard.
Hold on, let's one more time.
Classic.
I'm imagining reality. Who the worst is doesn't matter. Their worth is only determined by their income. I'm mostly 100% focused on income and planning on living the legacy of my friends who have since passed away.
All right, man, we're going to go to music. Let that shit marinate. We come back. We doing Stash Box. This is some Joel Ortiz, baby. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. Motherfucker.
If y'all know the voice by now, then fuck it up.
We got to stop showing me your pics. I want to guess. We'll be right back, man. Episode 35, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Never mind, yo. Shit speak for itself. But here we go. Glory, hallelujah. Let me shock it to ya. Houston, we have a problem. I'll send rockets through ya. Get out of pocket, the DE, a dime could sue ya. Word to Stuart Scott, there'll be a whole lot of booyah. I never paid attention to the grapevine. He say, she says, y'all bullshit, it ain't mine. I'm listening to bass lines, trying to create rhymes that'll have you stuck like weak signal FaceTime by the eighth line. Yeah. Flow out of this world, I'm in a different space. Consistent chase for this paper, just bought a bigger safe. Ain't got to go out to shop and cop that heavy wall art, but I could buy one of everything in any Walmart. I flex verbs and connect words till checks swerve. Should see how many eyes my neck blurs with my chest curves. Real estate, I state the realest and invest merged and bank on ill production and build some of my best work. Niggas think they got it locked, but I'm just sitting back. I don't David sweat it, they bars weaker than Richard Match. I get emails from the greatest rappers with shit attached. Ghost write crazy, I dance into all my spirit raps. That's why I'm Casper in the Aston on my way to Aspen. Pull down my pants without asking and an actress tagging. A fan said he can't wait till I blow up, but I feel fully blown, I'm like magic when I show up. Liquor disappear, bitches stare, niggas swear, but my goons off the hook like fishing gear when them blickers flare. Handguns that split a deer, choppers that lift a leer and sound like M.O.P. ad-libs for 30 minutes, yeah. I'm feeling like niggas don't rep my town right. Turn this shit loud, this what New York supposed to sound like. Next time I'm doing radio and I'm around mics, I'm spitting 97 on a power 105 night. Guess I'm not one of them niggas who sold a mill twice, but I'm alright with being the last nigga that's still nice. No private flights to Coachella overseas, just a couple hundred hours and yelling in SOBs. Tearing the fucking stage up, long as they bring my name up in combos about who flame up and everybody can say yup, I'm way up. I feel blessed. Like I got an S on my chest under a vest that can withstand the devil's best. I confess I'm nothing less. In a dorm room desk, I'm a mess. Come clean me up and I'll put you where I put all the rest. Yeah, take a guess. I walk around with this shovel possessed. I'm in the flesh to the naked eye. You heard it's bugging, I'm the third coming.
I know.
Jesus the creator and I, till I lay in the sky, say goodbye, I'm on my favorite high.
What's that?
Watching y'all niggas' faces when I say shit fly. I made to never be debated, why? To remind y'all that I'm the truth and music's lamest times. Glory, hallelujah, my people feel like I'm speaking in tongues. My tongue should be hung in cathedrals. Yo, I'm having fun with this needle, I'm dope. Feel like the Pope mixed with one of the Beatles, I hope. Y'all recognize what y'all witnessing. I reckon y'all start listening, no cracking the whip. And stop telling me that real rap will be back in a bit. Cause this shit have never left, y'all just cross-dressing, acting a bitch. Y'all weaker than the thots, new flip-flops. But I'm just sharing thoughts here on Hot New Hip-Hop. Human.
Joel, man.
Where's that guy? Damn.
He can't rap on that. He can't rap with that Slaughterhouse like that. Shit.
Unbelievable.
When he's on point, bro, he's serious, man. He's a fucking problem. For real, for real.
What time is it?
What's in the stash box?
Yes, sir. Stash box time again, man. I went back to the well.
Well, that's yours. Yo, I gotta be honest, man. Going to Habib's up the road.
What's that?
Dude, it's getting harder to find beer.
Habib is.
We've had a lot of beer.
I gotta change stores. I've been abusing the same store for a minute, and I. Yeah. This week was tough.
Have you ever had this?
I have not.
I've never had this.
This is. And that's getting harder and harder for me to say, man. I'm like.
This is Distorter Porter?
Distorter Porter, man.
What?
By Greenbush.
Oh, thank you, man.
What does that mean?
You know what Porter's is. Porter's is like us. Do y'all like stouts? You don't like stouts?
No, I do.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Mac, I know Mac don't. You never did a, like a black and tan, man?
Yeah.
It's just good.
Yeah,
bro.
I mean, that's Guinness and, what is it, harp?
Bass.
A bass.
Bass, harps.
Yeah, man, so that's it. There's harp, there's other shit, man. So there's blonde ales.
Just fell the glass, whatever.
Yeah, put your shit in there.
The thing with porters, man, they just a little bit lighter than a stout, man. You get that coffee flavor, but it's not as heavy, man.
So this is Green. Where's Greenbush out of?
Greenbush is, it's Michigan.
Okay.
It's West Michigan. I can't tell you exactly where, but it's somewhere in West Michigan.
Distorter Porter, a stoutish porter with a touch of porterish stout.
It's like a cross.
And it actually smells chocolatey as fuck.
Dude, it smells great, tastes great.
Here at Greenbush, we've always known that good ideas often start over beer.
Aw, man.
We also know that there's nothing like taking a good idea too far.
I love the dark beers, bro. That
you're reading this, so you must be one of us. Enjoy the first step in taking your own idea too far.
7.2%.
That's
and
a lot
it's
of.
Delicious, though.
Smooth.
That's a lot of alcohol.
That is a lot of alcohol.
It's in the medium. It's not as bad as it could be, but I like it.
What do you mean it could be?
I'm in.
Hey, some of them stouts be like 12.
Yeah.
We tried one, Mac.
Yeah, dude.
Like the shit, the 13% or old boy dropped.
Can we just drink that root beer shit every episode?
That's too sugary, yeah, man.
Dude, I tried that other. Oh, yeah. This stuff's good, though. Distorter Porter.
I'm rocking it.
Shouts to Greenbush, man. I give it a thumbs up. You give it a thumbs up?
I'm up. Definitely up.
I love that.
Porters are tough to fuck up too, man. Like, I mean, there's a lot of good ones, man. But I put this up there with like Vanilla Java by Atwater, some of the other ones, man. It's good shit, bro.
And you know, there's 156 breweries in Michigan right
because
now.
Because we're stupid.
Do you like, damn, do you like Travis Porter?
You don't like that one.
He's not on the chopping block today.
Oh, he lucked out just because we didn't want to listen to
him. Good for him.
For real, for real.
We skimmed through that bitch like milk and didn't like it.
So that
I want to try this. Bro, it's fucking Travis.
We skimmed through
Scott.
Oh, Travis Scott.
Yeah.
That's right.
That motherfucker. Yeah. Porter sucks too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Both the Travises.
Yeah,
fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them.
We don't. I'm going to try and be like Snoop Dogg.
Hey, we skimmed through that bitch like milk and I didn't want to dip my cookies.
No doubt, man.
Play on, play.
I tried. Did you try? I really tried.
Well, I tried with Travis. Scott. Scott, yeah.
The
Travis
one with the Scott.
We gave it a
fucking
shot. Yeah, Rodeo. Travis, that's supposed to be what's popping right now.
He's Ray Schremer.
Listen to the kids, bro. Sometimes you can't listen
to
the kids.
Where Marky Fresh at? I know Marky Fresh probably got that shit on loop.
Banging.
You don't like that Travis Scott? What the fuck?
Yeah.
That guy. Fucking Ohio. Hey,
I'd like to. All right, yeah. So thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm up, man.
Okay.
Way up.
All the way up.
Fuck Travis Scott, though. Right. But, yeah. Yeah,
okay. So, do you want to replay this one more time?
Let's do this. Terrible. It's the most difficult one we've had. I gotta get this again.
The worst is, doesn't matter. Their worth is only determined by their income. I'm mostly focused on income and planning on living the legacy of my friends who have since passed away.
Mm-hmm. My God, that shit is so.
Because the baddest of person status depend on salary.
I don't. Right. I don't. Dude, you fucking. You're like a savant. I can't bridge that gap, bro.
I think for me, it's because I took that song. I took that verse. I literally rhymed every single word of that verse with a whole different song to it.
I think a lot of people did. That shit was inspirational.
So did what's his name?
What's that?
Elzai
did.
Not exactly.
No, but they tried. No,
I did it like almost fucking rhyme for rhyme though.
Because it, that shit was
shout to Elzai. You fucked up Slum Village. Thanks.
I was part of a group back then, man. And my homeboy, I'm telling you, bro.
What's that?
He based his shit off. Yeah, that was one of the most influential bars. That might be one of the best features
of all time.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
it is.
Shit. Seriously.
That's another topic.
Feature ever. Renegade Eminem.
Stop.
Here we go.
Shut the fuck up right now.
Yeah, stop it, though.
Life's a bitch.
No.
Easy.
Stop.
Shut up!
Yeah, man.
Right, moving Cannabis on Desperado.
Let's stop it!
Last one. Let's do the last one. All right,
here we go.
Travis Scott. I'm just joking.
Travis Scott.
Lemonade was a popular drink, and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis.
This old fucker. I picture him like reaching into his pocket and pulling out a Werther's. Like a rat candy or a butterscotch.
A Werther's
like, lemonade was popular.
One of those weird sesame ones.
Yeah.
Sesame seed ones.
I used to love them shits.
The honey sesame
yes,
seeds.
Yes, man. Those are my favorites, bro. Here's the answer.
Have some hot candy.
Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston.
Unbelievable. Recipes, guru.
Oh, man.
Thank you for your service.
Good shit though, man. Good. I like that.
That was a fun segment, man. Rap words with friends.
Lemonade is a popular drink.
Should have him do the intro.
Basement. Have some hard candy.
That's the introduction to the game, though. It won't be so long next time.
I'm gonna use a new dry cleaners.
For real, man.
That sucks.
Oh shit, how long you let that roll?
The soup is always cold. I hate this place. I don't know why my son always takes me here. But he never calls. My daughter, forget it.
Yeah, bro. That's terrible.
It is.
Yeah, I love it. He sounds like an old ass, like bitter.
Is your name Saul today?
Yeah, my name's Saul. Lemonade was a popular drink. And it still is. Nobody cares. It's still popular. Yeah. And Bruce Willis gets props and stunts. For doing his own stunts or something.
Man, oh man.
Die Hard.
I like that, bro. We have to bring that back.
That's a fun one, man.
I will say, man, typing them shits out.
Great.
Stupid.
It's fun. It's fun. So fun.
I swear to God. Yeah, I'd be having to like go to like.
Love that.
I have to like get the dictionary out. Like, man,
wait
okay,
till I do a Ghostface rhyme.
I love using. Lord. Oh, what are you
We saying? Already don't know what the fuck he's talking.
That's what I'm saying. That shit's going to be like fucking. Like, I don't even know. It's like a puzzle.
You could do his normal.
You're right.
People still won't get it.
I'll tell you what the hard one was though is finding songs that people will actually recognize.
Yeah,
that's the hard part.
See, that's what makes it dope though, man. It's like because it's like I'm hitting you with something that you fucking know. Yeah. You've heard it a million fucking times, but to hear it spoken in like proper English is like
that's why I love Give Me the Loot.
Fuck is that?
Give Me the Loot. It's like, great.
Back in 1993.
If it wasn't for that 93 reference, bro, I was lost.
How did it go? Oh, you gotta play it again.
That's how I thought it was Biggie, but when you said two guns, didn't you?
Yeah, he said what?
My man Imp left a tech and a nine at my crib.
Oh, a tech and a nine.
A close friend of mine left two of his firearms.
Nah. Two of his firearms.
He had to go to jail to serve his time.
He should have said an automatic assault weapon as well as a handgun.
See? That's why. All right, next time we're gonna open this up. We'll challenge each other.
That's fire, though.
That shit crazy, man.
That's amazing.
Is someone calling, though? I thought I saw it.
He left an automatic weapon as well as a handgun at my place of residence.
So, oh, man, dude, the lyrics are crazy.
So we played some Legends, right?
Yeah.
And
my favorite songs, Give Me the Loot. Classic. You know why.
Classical shit, though.
Jesus Christ.
So,
and we're off the air.
There's another thing, though, man. Another story just popped up, man, about a legendary dude.
Yeah.
And we always try to pay homage.
Yeah.
We do.
But it's few and far between nowadays. But there's a weird story, because Macklemore is a dude that we've clowned on this show for different reasons, for winning awards where we didn't think he was worthy. And,
I defended him.
You know, shit.
This is some VMA runoff right here, isn't it?
It's kind of some runoff, but it's like, I mean, he did something that not many people do. But true. Then he did it, and then once again, he gets flack for it. So he featured, you know, some legendary people on a track. And
no doubt.
People got mad. They looking at it as like, oh, that's a gimmick for you.
Who was it? Kumo D, Melly Mel,
and
Grandmaster Caz.
Yes, on one track.
Downtown. Which, that's the new joint.
And there's nothing wrong with that, man.
No.
I love it. But people are always going to go for the negative angle, and they're going to be like, all right, man, here you go again. He's exploiting. He's using blah, 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 blah. Why don't you do it?
Yeah.
Instead of throwing stones, who have you featured?
Exactly.
And that's exactly what Big Daddy Kane was saying.
Yep.
Yeah. Because the people saying he's using it, and Kane said basically something to the effect of, we want to be used.
Right.
I mean, shit. Like, holla, he paved the way. Yeah. Let us get on your track.
There was a fan that actually specifically said to Kane, like, you know, Jay-Z should bring you out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big Daddy Kane basically alluded to saying, yeah, I agree, but he basically did it in a real classy manner. Like he would. You know what I mean? He's too smooth for that.
Yeah.
You know what the fan said, though? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You know what the fan said? I think this is a good point. Maybe this is the deal. The fan told Kane, maybe it's because artists don't want to be shown up by certain old school artists.
Maybe.
Because then they have to kind of take the back seat.
So you now, think they're
Big
worried
Daddy
about
Kane's
being
one
up.
Of the greatest of all time.
I will say we saw him at A3C, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up.
Yo, he was an older dude. Bars, yo. And he was still doing the steps, bro.
Yeah.
He put on
energy.
The whole shit.
Yo, he is a performer. He's a fucking showman. And
yo,
maybe
did all
that's
the
problem.
Moves, bro.
Maybe
crazy.
That's the thing.
Yo, he deserves so much more respect than
hey,
he gets.
Jay, listen, I love Jay. We all love Jay. He's one of the greatest of all time.
Jay featured
in terms
in the video.
Of performing.
This is what Jay does.
Can't fuck with some of those
Jay
dudes.
Jay does this.
Yeah, no, he just waves his hands out. That's it.
That's what he does.
I'm saying, but
he paces
you don't
and
have
waves
to
his hand.
Dance, you know, per se. But I know that when I was watching Pharoah Monch, for example, I had a lot more fun than when I was watching Jay.
Yo, but here's the thing, though, man. All the bullshit
or
aside,
DMX was all back and forth across the state. It might be
entertainer.
Crack, but he was still dope.
You're an entertainer. Yeah. You have to entertain. And if not entertaining, then you fucking suck. If you're fucking, then I hate to say it, and this is fucking blasphemy, but Outkast was one of the worst fucking shows I ever saw.
That sucks.
Because Andre, even, he's not a performer. He's a lyricist.
I didn't see Outkast.
Did they have some theatrics, though? Did they have some shit on the bells and whistles? Did they have stuff?
No, man. It was
dancers?
It was a Stankonia tour.
There was no dancers or, like, the set was crazy?
No, you know who was interesting was Big Gip. Big Gip put on a show.
Wow.
Big Gip put on a good show.
Big Gip's high energy. He's always moving around.
And Andre and Big Boy, they were pacing the stage. Fucking Busta Rhymes puts on a crazy
show. Oh, hell yeah, he does.
Because
he's always been like that. He's animated. But that's the thing. You don't have to go crazy like that, but you actually have to engage the crowd.
Yes.
Even rest in peace, Sean Price would engage the crowd. I saw him recently because they're doing all these tributes where Sean Price is a stand in one spot and rhyme dude.
And that can be effective.
It's effective because he's funny, and he'll tell the DJ, hey, run that shit back. Let me make sure they understand what the fuck I'm talking about. He walked over and put his hand on the shoulder of one of the biggest dudes in the audience, a brolic motherfucker, put his hand on his shoulder and rapped the whole verse to him, like, to make sure he could understand it.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd reacted to it, and so did dude. He was laughing the whole time. He engaged with the audience.
So that's what I'm saying. And that's what I honestly
that's
get offended
dope.
Like when people like you mentioned Busta and people. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be a fucking acrobatic
wild.
Show
right,
and
right,
fuck,
right.
Dude, you can totally do the walk
Nas.
Pace back and forth. Nas is not a very
I like
but
Nas
he commands
life. Yeah. I watched one mic,
this
man.
This shit can be subtle.
I watched one mic. He ended up on his knees with like a broken bottle in front of him because he threw it on the ground while he was rapping. That kind of shit's dope, dude. Yeah. It was subtle, but you know, that's Nas. That's what he did.
Exactly. There's different ways to go about it, man. Dope. But so that's why I don't know if I buy
Method Man jump in the crowd. Some people don't have to jump
wires
in the crowd.
On him and Redman on the last tour.
See, that's why I don't know if I buy that Jay being intimidated about Kane, man. Like, because I saw like Jay and Kanye, and I told y'all, I mean, that's one of my
shows.
It's
not just
the
performance factor in terms of moving around on stage. I'm saying maybe it's commanding the crowd. He's a fuck. Big Daddy Kane's one of the greatest ever, man.
He was awesome. I mean, shit, it was a great performance. I'm going to tell you what I think it's a cultural thing, man.
Maybe it is.
Because Jay paid homage to Kane, but I think it was in this
in
era's way.
Yeah.
It was the video feature. Like, I'm putting you on my video.
Brought out Slick Rick.
Yeah.
That's true.
At least they did a song with him.
They did a song with him.
That's what I'm saying. So that's more respect. Jay gave
Jay
Kane
done,
the, he
Jay
gave him the,
done a song with
yeah, he gave him the head nod. Like, you're in my video.
Yeah.
I got some chicks dancing on you.
Yep.
I seen the same shit happen to Kane.
And he remixed his shit, too.
Yeah.
Eminem needs to do a song with Master Ace big time.
You said Master Ace?
He did one back in the day. It's okay.
Did he?
Yeah.
I was going to say, man, his style used to be so fucking stole.
They did a song together, man. They did a song over some Soul Calibur like remix, man. Look it up. It was great.
So that's dope, but I don't think enough people do it, though. I really don't. And the other theory that I have, man, is that it's different because nowadays some legends is still in the game.
I mean, we all want to hear Nas and Rakim.
Yeah. That would be sweet. But Rakim's still in the game, man. He's still in the game, and I kind of think there's a little bit of, I don't want to say it's like no rivalry,
right?
But there was always that comparison. So sure. I think there's probably still some competitive fire there.
Like Ghost and Action Bronson?
Yeah.
They did a song together, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They did. I bet you they wouldn't do that shit again.
No, they wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying.
No, they wouldn't.
It's like, I don't know, man.
Fix that shit. Yeah.
I love that.
I know you love that. It's awesome.
So let's just something else on the menu, man. We can get to some music, but I mean, shit, I want to know if people, how y'all feel about, you know, people doing collabs. What's the proper way to pay homage? And I think, I mean, what Macklemore did is awesome, man. That's cool.
That was
dope.
That was dope.
It's always going to be hated on because he is who he is. But, I mean,
he's got a lot of those things working against him, man. He looks goofy. He's a white dude. He makes commercial shit. Yeah. All the knocks that you could give the dude. And at the same time, he's just like, yo, I'm also a rapper. Like, hold on a second, man.
But I feel like no matter what he do, it's always going to be
wrong.
Seriously. Yeah, like, he can't win.
It is.
At least with, like, a certain portion of the hip-hop community, he's always going to be the white devil, man. Is it
because of Same Love? Is that why?
No, that's a part of it, too.
It's fucking white people.
I think that's part of it, man.
Fucking
says the white guy.
It's a fucking CACs, man.
I think part of it's Same Love, man.
I do, too, man. I really do.
I think it is.
Because hip-hop is homophobic than a motherfucker.
Fucking CACs, dude.
Yeah, we'll see.
What the fuck is
that? Cracker ass crackers.
Is it really?
Yes,
it's also a credit acceptance corporation. That's why I was confused
for
a second.
Here you go, DeProper. He's like, oh, why are we talking about credit? That's hilarious, man.
That's a special finance company. I hear their name all day at work.
Y'all silly, man.
Threw me the fuck off just now.
Fucking CACs.
Who's this guy?
Shop.
Yassine, Bay. When we come back, where the blender at, man?
Oh,
the bass is on the block. Old people. Can the legends survive, man?
Y'all remember Ski Beats?
Episode 35, baby.
Yassine!
Yeah.
Too ugly to be the champ in the language we can clearly understand. Shabazz, Bay is the man, but without a single fan. High ground, the circus still stay feasting. Not a chance, heaven's advanced, so we advance with the advancement. Enhancement, no robotic enhancement. Flow handsome, huddle the kitchen, put the fire, plug the pig pen. Thick skin, rich color, hard body, fresh butter. Rougher than leather from era lighter and thunder. Warm winters and cold summers, King Michael and Obama. Fucky drummers, daughters and sons, sonners, elders and youngers. To measurement beyond numbers. And came to break the gate like St. Tubman. And not for nothing, in this tradition, my beloved will not asunder. And keep it hunting, hillies, billies, and googlians. The Christ crack the sky in Jerusalem. Make the devil stop all the foolishness and rude unruliness. Coony coonage and goony goofiness. Hallelujah, jumping Jehoshaphat. My mama ain't shame. Bucktown, black and proud, you can say what you say. Something famous, who the greatest? Bay all day, blind eyes and liar lies. Do not make it fade. Cool frame.
flames don't qualify sunblock. The coolest shades ain't never made the sun stop. Some hot, some not. Some never chase the sunspot. Black like gold, just divine. That's why the shine is on them. Come on and wake up. Never mind the makeup. Hey, bro, it's time to get wrecked with the creator. Chop, chop. Sensei. Chop, chop. You're the best. Chop, chop. You're the best. Around. It's all over town. Center edge getting down. Hear it out, you're the best. Around. Chop, chop, sensei on the block. Chop, chop. Let it knock. Listen. Them dudes too ugly to be the champ. In that language we can clearly understand. Shabazz, Bay is the man. With or without a single fan. High ground or circuit still stay feasting. Not a chance. Heaven's advance. We advance with the advancement. Enhancement, no robotic enhancement. And flow handsome. Huddle the kindred. Put the fire plug the pig pen. Thick skin, rich color. Hard body, fresh butter. Ruffle and leather from era lightning and thunder. Warm winters, cold summers. King Michael and Obama. Funky drummers. Daughters and sons, sonners. Elders and youngers. To measurement beyond numbers. And came to break the gate like St. Tubman. And not for nothing, in this tradition, my beloved, do not asunder. And keep a hundred illy billies and googlyans. To Christ crack the sky in Jerusalem. And make the devil stop all the foolishness and rude unruliness. Cooney coonage and goony goofiness. Hallelujah, jumping Jehoshaphat. My mama ain't shame. Bucktown, black and proud. You can say what you say. Snuff the famous, who the greatest? Bay all day, blind eyes and liar lies. Do not make it fade. The cool frames don't qualify sunblock. The coolest shades ain't never. Never made the sun stop. Some hot and some not. And some never chase the sunspot. Black like gold, just divine. That's why the shine is on them. Come on and wake up. Never mind the makeup. Hey, bro, it's time to get wrecked with the creator. Chop, chop, and you don't stop. Chop, chop, we got the body rock. Center edge, where your head.
Yo, shouts to Yasiin Bey.
Coming through.
Ski Beats.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He said,
I'll battle anybody. I don't care who you tell.
I like that shit, man.
And then he kind of sat back a little bit. And then Ski Beats said, you know what? I got some old material.
Boom.
He released it under the Mos Def moniker on accident.
And he retracted that.
And he retracted it. He came out with a video and he said, I apologize, you know.
So he really ain't fucking with the most no more, man.
He ain't fucking with most.
Letting it go.
You know what he said is that
What's the reasoning?
He started to feel like Mos Def was a product instead of a person.
Mm.
He didn't feel like a person anymore. He felt like Mos Def was a product, and it was like almost making a fool of himself. He changed his name.
Why? In what way, though?
His name's been Yasiin for like 15 years or something. 10 to 15 years, he said.
No doubt, but why would... I'm curious why he felt like...
I don't know.
Like
he just felt like more like a product instead. Maybe because of the movie roles and shit.
Maybe so, man. Because you gotta, like, you have to lose yourself a little bit.
Mos Def in the movie, you know.
Yeah.
And when the credits roll, he wants it to say Yasiin Bey.
Chop, chop.
Those are his beliefs, man. And it goes deeper than hip hop and everything like that. This is, we're talking religion. We're talking life.
I'm not mad at him.
What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
That was very disrespectful.
Yeah, I know.
No, man. Because it's... come on, dude. It's all in the public eye. Like, if it really was that important to you, then you'd keep it to your fucking
self. You know what you sound like?
What?
You sound like, mama called him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay.
All right, that's exactly. What I sound like.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Muhammad Ali, I'm going to call him Cassius Clay. Mama called him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But that's the thing. When you convert, that's one of the main things.
Yeah, man, you can't do that shit.
I'm not Muslim. I don't understand it, but I respect it. Yeah. You know? So if you want to change your name, you change your name.
And I love most. Everybody loves
Mac,
most.
If you say you want your name to be Martin Malote, I'd be like, respect. That's a fucking dope name. I get it. I'm just joking.
No, for real though. I mean, if you let's say right now, you just decide for whatever reason, religious change or whatever, and you was going to switch, and everyone insisted on...
Hey, the name Mos Def is available.
Yeah, I'm thinking. No,
that's one thing to think about.
But if people kept calling you by J-Mac, and when you insisted on being called something else, wouldn't you get tired of that shit?
Maybe, but guess what? I chose to be in the public eye from.
What if you wanted to be your real name? Jack McDonald. I'm just joking.
Shout out to Jack McDonald.
Disclaimer, that's not his real name.
Can I point something out, though? This is... All right, I got a whole new respect for Yasiin Bey right now.
Allahu Akbar!
Dude, he's got 137 followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
137?
He's following four people, right?
137,000.
Oh, I was going to say 137K.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah, and he's following four people. And he has 135 tweets, and he hasn't tweeted in like fucking 5 years.
Holy shit. That's who are his followers? Who does he follow? He follows four people.
He follows four people.
This shouldn't
I just
take
find
long.
This is intriguing.
Who does he follow?
I hate when people do that shit. I'm just
he follows a guy named Nelson
that's
George.
Some arrogant shit.
Common, Questlove, and Talib.
That's it.
That's it.
That's his circle.
That's it.
Who does Kanye follow?
I don't
just Kim.
Oh, really?
That's it?
That's it.
That shit's so lame, dog.
He's
so
such a douchebag.
Respect to Kanye.
Bullshit.
Nelson George, aging B-boy, great boy. Dude, I don't know. I mean, he's got 36.
That's probably his boy, man, from back in the day.
That's some self-centered shit, man. Fuck. Anybody, you on that single-digit follower shit, I'm telling
he's
you, bro.
Dick.
You're an asshole.
What a dick.
Just saying. That's not fire.
I know. It's
dick.
Not. I know. It's
for
not.
Real.
That's not cool.
Yeah, all right, man. So, yo.
That's what the mute button's for. Shout out to everybody that I got muted on Twitter.
Hell yeah.
You would never know.
Shut them off. That's all you got to do, man.
What is it?
It's blend it or bump it time, baby.
Pull it.
One new album versus one pissed off blender.
Yeah, man.
It's time for blend it or bump it.
Yo.
Woo.
I'm nervous.
Can the old motherfuckers go 2 for 2?
I'm nervous.
We had a 50-year-old Dr. Dre drop a fucking bomb on everybody.
Dude, the perfect score.
It was beautiful. The timing of just how they synced it up with the movie, it was like that shit was
did
well
they pull
orchestrated.
One over on us or something? How the fuck
I feel
was
like
it
I
a
got
perfect the, score?
That was on yours. I had one flaw. Just one.
It doesn't matter.
But it's still a fucking classic.
Mac had one flaw, and what happened?
But no, as a team,
as
it
a
was
team,
perfect.
We had a perfect score. Unprecedented.
First ever.
I feel like we're at the source right now. This is the first Illmatic.
Yeah, they had us. They had us. They had us drugged up, man. But now we're gonna see if, if we can go down. Yeah, they was
yeah,
intoxicated.
We're sipping on that fucking Compton Kool-Aid.
Who's on the chopping block though?
Face from the
wow.
H.
Face Mob.
Brad Jordan.
Wow.
Himself.
Ghetto Boys.
44 years old, man.
Damn, what's
getting
the name of the
back
album?
At
my
it.
Block.
Deeply rooted.
Deeply rooted. And who's going to argue with that?
Yeah. He's got a cast of people on here. He's got Nasir. He's
ooh.
Got Zero.
Nice.
Yo, there's an Avant sighting. You remember that motherfucker? Separated.
I remember.
Really?
Avant? Yeah.
Now that we're separated.
Yeah, that Avant, man. Like, he brought him back
guess
out of the fucking
guess
graveyard.
Guess who else is on the album?
Who?
Her.
Oh man, yeah. Why they how they get cool with everybody? Like
I don't
he's
know.
Like he's
the lemon pepper wings.
Money's
dog. Everybody
I can't
wants
lie.
To taste.
I just heard
everybody
a Rick Ross single. I just heard a Rick Ross single. It's fucking amazing.
He's got a knack for it sometimes.
Fucking
yo, can I get
amazing.
A pen?
Yeah.
Yo, y'all know the fucking routine, man. We're gonna skim through this album. Keep score at the crib. Grab yourself a sheet of paper, a pen.
How many tracks?
We go through it. Let's see. I can get
I know there's
answer,
an intro
man.
And outro.
15, but if we knocking off the intro and outro, we are looking at officially 13 tracks, bro.
I
and,
like
yeah, this intro is only 59 seconds. Let's get into it. See how it sounds, man. This is Scarface, Deeply Rooted. We in the basement, y'all. Episode 35, blend it or bump it.
Yeah.
That go, man. There's really nothing happening there, man. This is Rooted featuring Papa Roo. Scarface, man. The first real track on the album. Let's go. Blend it or bump it.
Some, you lose some. Life in a nutshell. Free all my niggas on lockdown. Fuck jail. I've seen enough hell to never want to live there. Tattooed teardrops. Sitting in the wheelchair. Kids on the streets doing bad. Mama moved out. Dope man pushing on the corner where the schoolhouse sits. This is bullshit. This can't be life. I can't blame it on the hood cause it gave me life.
This a stick up. Don't turn into a 187. I don't go to church, so I'm far from a reverend. Ain't nothing like a young nigga, armed with an AK, walking up the sidewalk, shooting in the broad day. Fuck what a broad say, I'm all day villain. I'm getting money.
Yeah,
so
that right there, man,
chilling.
I'm telling you, bro. Classic face. You can't get a better start to a fucking album than that shit.
Absolutely.
Way to go, man. Way to go.
This was cool, too, because all the tracks blend together.
They do. Definitely do. Definitely
did
do,
his
man.
Fucking thing on this, man. He played a lot of the instruments, too. Stay tuned.
Good shit, man. This right here, man. Second track.
Waking up, I gotta thank God.
The hot seat.
Fired up the square, that's how my day starts. Early morning buzzing got me looking at life. Outside, I see moving pictures, look at the lights. It's just another Saturday, it seems like. Got dressed and hit the cone with my team, right? Smoke it, roll it up and pass it around. Now I'm stoned and my ass is barely dragging the ground. No sooner than I'm thinking what I thought of. A cop walks over, never saw him. Excuse me, Mr. Officer, man. I wasn't trying to disrespect and started coughing again. Eyes red as a bandana. At one time heavy on his antenna. His request was send a squad car. And then they put my black ass behind bars.
Oh, sitting on this concrete couch, just waiting for the judge to say that I'm gonna be free today.
There it is again, man.
Sounds like John Legend, though.
It do a little bit, man. And they didn't even feature that dude, so that's the free version of John Legend, man.
Yeah, that's John Brethren right there. That's a free feature. That's like
I
free
mad at it. Yeah, so far, man, we are 2 for 2. That was track 3. Let's keep it moving.
Freelance is a registered trademark to Mola One from Life from the Basement.
It's track 4, Dope Man Pushing. We didn't count the intro, so this is really the third song, man. This is Papa Roo again featured. Scarface, man, deeply rooted. Blended to bump it. We in the basement, y'all. Keep score at the crib.
Says they make dudes, I'm programmed. These niggas out here flashing, that's a no-no. I'm
Man,
that's
I'm
a
sorry.
No-no. He said
no.
It himself.
I had
no.
to.
Hell no.
I had to go abrupt stop. Sorry, bro. That shit, it deserved it. That don't even sound right. That's not
what face.
We, yeah, man.
He was listening to the kids. That's the problem.
He trying to give the youngin' something, man.
Listen to the kids, dog.
I can't fuck with it, man. Here we go, man.
Kids, bro.
Track 5. Fuck You Too, featuring Zero. Blender's hungry, man.
He hasn't eaten in a while, though.
We don't know if he's going to eat today either. We got a ways to go. Fuck You Too. Scarface, deeply rooted, baby. We in the basement. Zero.
Ever.
Zero's a shit, by the way.
Super solid from day one. Never put myself in a compromised position. I'm a chess player. And if I did, I'd just shoot my way out. First born to my mama. I come from the place where you promised to die before you're 21st. You'll be surprised what's underneath the earth. Dug dirt, I put bones there. All my enemies is gone now. I can't sleep through the cold sweats. Flashbacks, I'm a known threat. God fearing, yet I'm evil though. I think deep, I believe in ghosts. Ever felt the hand of a dead body? Then you know why I took my gun and headshot it. War started over dope cuts. I put what I live by on both nuts. It's either him or me, so I say fuck dude. I look him in his eyes and tell him fuck you.
I've been running this shit so long. My head always like fuck you.
Free Nate Dogg right there.
That shit did nothing for me, bro. Sleepiness.
The lyrics were a little bit
He was
a little
less than inspired. That shit was It was a yawner for me, but you guys are up.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think it's the anger.
It's that beat.
You can tell he's kind of fucking salty over some shit. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
I like the production too, to be honest with you.
I don't like that beat. It's dry as fuck, but here we go, man.
Sound like Suave House.
That's interesting. This doesn't happen often.
Track 6, man. Steer. Featuring Rush Davis. Who is Rush Davis?
It's that guy that does some singing.
He does a dubstep song.
He's got a lot of singing hooks on this album.
He
by
does.
The way.
Yeah. But he's always on the soulful shit, though, man. Yeah. Deeply rooted.
He's been through some shit.
We in the basement, man. Blended to bump it. Keep score at the crib. So far, our face is looking all right.
Staring down the barrel of a Colt 45.
Should have been on that Fast and Furious soundtrack.
I'm feeling mad suicidal, so I think I'm gonna try. Everything is hazy and I can't see my lane. Demons got me seeing double in the rain. If I put the pedal to the metal, take my hands off the wheel. Lord, if you hear me, steer. Steer. Lord, if you hear me, steer.
I think I need the breaks, I ain't feeling right. My conscience is at ease, saying live your life. Got everything, I ain't missing much, bro.
What's well, say, y'all?
You know the problem is, right?
Really, what's that?
Why you doing dubstep face?
I mean, I do love the beat a lot.
You know what that's gonna be on Vine videos and shit when people show those nice vacation videos where people are hang gliding and shit.
Yep.
I like the keys until the shit actually started.
No. I'm like the band. No.
I liked it. No. I liked it. It's not like steer.
I didn't mind steer. That. I didn't even mind steer because I felt like it could have been on the Fast and Furious soundtrack or some shit. Like, I get it. But the dubstep bass bothered me. That bothered square bass.
When the bass came in, I was like come chunky on, and terrible.
The rest steer. Of it could have been a good song because the lyrics were fine. I understood where he's coming from and shit. Sometimes you get stressed out. You just want to drive.
Could have, would have, should have, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Steer.
He took a wrong turn.
Steer.
Track 7, man. This is anything. Face. Deeply rooted, man. We in the basement. The blender is fucking hungry. Is it gonna eat?
Steer.
Yay. Just gonna sit back and let the beat ride a little bit. Let a motherfucker hear what it's supposed to sound like, you dig? Yeah, I'm from around the way. I slung about an ounce a day. I'm living proof you ain't got no excuse. If it was there, it ain't shit to lose. Them older cats would chunk a nigga fronts. We'd rock it up and smoke that shit in blunts. For tennis shoes, we was getting fools. We caught you slipping, we would get at you. With no respect, fuck a nigga set. We shot it up and murdered his connects. Was yours is mine for a dollar sign. I blame the grind, I was out of line. I'm reminiscing on what niggas did. For big rewards, you took a bigger risk. They say what comes around will go around. And when you least expect it, shit be going down.
Gotta get it how I live. Beside the streets raise me.
I'm up, man.
That shit made me tired as fuck.
Just barely. Slow pace, man, but...
Are you up too, Mac?
Yeah.
I'm so sleepy, man. That shit made me tired as fuck.
It's a and the rhymes are simple for face, too, man, but...
That shit was exhausting.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's got that throwback feel to it.
Like you said it, bro. It sounds like it's some Mike Dean. Ooh, yeah. I'd be curious to see you produce that. That sounds like old school Mike Dean, man.
That sounds like a lullaby. that should come with a mobile over the bed.
he just killed the move, man. Let's see if they can pick it back up. We got Nas.
What track is
it? And Zero.
Represent for the niggas in the hood.
Do What I Do. Track 8.
Heavy metal concealing.
Blend it to bump it, baby.
Until you touch a 9 to 5, a drug dealing. It don't matter how I get it, I got it. Fuck feelings, I don't have none. I'm about my paper, nigga, ass come. Don't get confused on how the cash come. Never.
by any means necessary, better. Get up off your ass and get my money before I stretch ya. Out in front your doorstep, when I brandish this 4/5, you can make arrangements to a dead man, a ghost, yup. See, I come from them cuts for real. Nuts long before this rap came, fuck the deal. I survived the game of life, nigga, fuck some skills. Crossing me in any way, this pussy must get killed. I'm alive, he came, he busted, he left. I wouldn't have made for show I was dead, he fucked himself. Yeah, cause now I'm at his ass with a bitch.
Let me see if I can find Nasir real quick.
Inshallah.
That was
time, short flies.
Coming the years off, man, with I'm you.
My young niggas
solid.
Already need hair dye. Alcoholic faces, women bad as a mug. Getting fat as fuck. Fried food be adding up. The system thrives off its victims.
And Nas is educational on this one, yeah, man.
I'm telling you, though,
I'm not
man.
Mad at it.
Rose
was solid.
That was shocking.
I probably should have played Rose.
No, it's all right. He was right at home, though. Yeah. Let the kids do their homework.
So we was unanimous on that one, man. We're going to keep it rolling, though, man. This is God featuring John Legend.
Oh.
Everybody fuck with John, bro. Everyone.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with John.
You don't like John?
I don't like John.
I do.
We going to church.
Like Oprah.
Not
fucks.
Yet.
Why is he always going to church?
Oprah.
We ain't going to church yet. Trust me.
No. We ain't got there.
We're on our way.
If I had to play God for a day, I would open up the gates, let the world see my face, remove all doubt from the ones without the faith, and put them on the path of the straight, a safe place. For the young to come outside, they want to play. I let their mamas know that they're young.
In the interest of time, we were split on that, but that one was down, man.
We got some atheists out here.
Nah, really, man. I just, keep me out of church when I'm trying to listen to your shit, man.
That's a nice song, man. No, they're going to take us directly to church. Are you kidding me?
There we go.
We ain't even in church yet.
Keep it moving. This is, and I'm not just saying that, this is Avant. Where he been at? The fuck rock did he find this dude under? That shit is like years ago, bro.
If this is love, I don't see it. Can't make me believe it. You a nice girl, and I'm a hood nigga on some street shit. And yeah, you know my weakness. Sucker for some love type. I come from the slums, girl. You come from a good life. I wonder what you see in me. I love weed and Hennessy. You barely doing happy hour. I ain't never seen you drinking. Now that's leaving me to think how I got so close to you. This was just a hit and split. That's what I supposed to do. One thing led up to the next. I'm addicted to your sex. You addicted to this dick. Every call has its effect. That's what I get, I guess. I can't commit, that's killing this. You gave me an ultimatum. I'm numb, I ain't feeling shit.
See, man, I'm sorry, bro. That shit don't resonate.
No, man.
I feel like he's phoning that in, man.
I hope that whoever he's talking to, like, reconsidered this situation.
I hope so, too, man. I hope so, too. Uh-oh.
Oh,
it's warming up, man. See if he can get on a rebound, man. Track 11. You featuring CeeLo.
Say that one day I'd suffer if I ain't tighten up and get my shit right. Trust her. I'm 17 out here living the life, and I ain't never coming back home. You giving advice to a nigga don't need it. I want my freedom to hang on the corners, running from the policeman. If I knew then what I know right now, I would've sat my stupid ass back down. I wouldn't listen. Cause what she told me in the end came true. What you do to me, your kids gon' do. Times two. Forgive me, mama, I ain't mean no harm, but let her tell it, I ain't seen no storm. It's just beginning. But in a minute, I'll be waving the flag, cause I don't think that I can take all that.
Me and my mother, like sister and brother.
I know CeeLo kind of fucks it up, but man, Face is saying some shit, though.
He don't sound inspired, bro.
Nah, he does. Sounds he does. Once Face gets to the second verse, he starts talking about how he knows it's hard to be a parent because now he's a parent. And it's
not even about the
cool.
words, though. For me, it's like, dude, say it like you fucking mean it. Don't just say like you like doing an album to get it, man.
Beat down started from the inside, wiped him from one side to the other side like Tyson. We heard gunshots and ran like lightning.
To me, sound like Killer Mike before Killer Mike sounded like Killer Mike.
That's when I realized that niggas.
Fuck, man, I don't even know.
I like it when Face Mob, when he gets like that, when he gets that, like that sound.
I'm gonna stick to it, man.
You like hearing people?
Just because, man.
When he gets dark.
You want him to be
that shit was barely, though, man. Track 12, man. This is called All Bad. Fuck, I just compromised myself. That song
we going to church now.
We back in the pulpit.
Oh, we're, now this is church.
All bad.
Literally.
Where's Kirk? Where's Kirk?
What are we doing?
Come on now. Oh, yeah.
He's trying to get right with the Lord, man.
Sunday morning, I'm off in church, sinning throughout the week, hustling every day, getting it as we speak. Listen to preacher preach, choir singing the song, ain't they clapping her hands, mama singing along, I'm impatient, I want to leave, can't let my mama see, I ain't listening to the word, not like I don't believe, but I'm tripping, nobody perfect, to speak it wouldn't be
listen
worth
what he's saying,
a person to be so Christ-like, but I swear I've heard in person, let him without no sins cast the first stone. But I am so not him, so let me go on.
I'll tell you what.
And hear what finest had on. Who fainted while this all went on? Come on, let's see some laughs, then we can do the same damn thing again next week. I love it when it happens like that.
Black Milk's church was lively. I felt his characters. I can relate to Black Milk's church. This shit I can't get with.
Really?
It's boring as fuck.
I liked it.
Nah, man.
I listened to it on the way here. It was sunny outside. Maybe that's the problem.
Nah, man.
He's 44, man. He's hitting that spot.
Maybe because you're trapped in the basement with us, you're not as excited.
If you can't be inspired about what the fuck you're doing, if you're rapping in a monotone,
he sounds inspired to me though.
I'd go listen to Old Face. I listen to Old Face, man. Nah, bro.
You guys want him to be in pain.
I ain't saying you gotta be young. I'm just saying, give me some fucking
passion. You want him to hurt.
No, I'm not hearing no energy. But that's just me. All right, we keep going, man. It's Voices. 13.
You want him to stub his toe.
Break out your banjo.
Hey, man, he's playing this guitar. Chill out.
Chill out.
It's cool.
That's face on the
guitar.
Respect
the talent.
Let him play.
Let him play.
We're gonna let it roll for a second. This is Moist.
That's Freyonce.
Like Massengill. Come on, what the fuck is this?
That's Freyonce.
All the words I should have said are slipping through my fingertips.
What am I doing in my life here? What is this?
You about to
cut it now?
No, hold on. You're about to get that army drum roll. This is an Eminem beat. Watch. I heard it. I was like, this is an Eminem. This is an Eminem joint. Watch.
I know where you're going. I know exactly where you're going.
You hear it?
It's like I've been living a lie. It's beautiful, huh? The way I can keep it inside. Like I'm settled in somebody's dream.
Poor face, dude.
Fucking kill me now. That was god awful.
He was killing it on the guitar, though.
Yeah, nice. Well, yeah, that's cool.
Homie Lexington in the chat said if blenders could talk.
Number 14, no problem. We got a problem, face.
Ooh.
He fighting for his life right now, man. I'm just saying.
Sound like Ninja Warrior.
Greatest ever done it. You can learn from it. Dope game ran it. Rap game run it. Street cred hunted. Nerd turned D-boy, not in genetic makeup. Baby, I'm a G-boy. Hashtag street boy. Wrong one to fuck with. Cross me at your own risk. Play to get back. You can trust this. I am far from average. To me, it ain't no such thing. Me against the world. So fuck it, I let my nuts hang. I've been known to bust bang. Kill if the need be. I don't need an army when the smoke clears. He sees me. Rhyming at his finest. Unlike those vaginas that claim that they the real deal. Knowing I'm the highest, top of the command chain. I am what the streets made. I am what the hood built.
I love this
you
shit.
Just fuck out of here. Whatever, that shit got a down on the team. 2 out of 3.
You guys suck for that. That's a great track. Okay.
All right, and all we got left is the outro. We're going to bless y'all with this. And
you want to just talk it out?
Yeah.
Over the outro?
Just keep it low.
What do you got?
How many you got?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 up.
Ooh.
8 out of 13. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 up.
Oh, shit.
And I have 7. So he made it.
Is it. But we've discussed. Is that making it?
Yeah.
By the skin of his
teeth. Do you feel strong about those 7?
I don't feel strong about my 8.
Do I feel strong about this?
Gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Like, am I going to listen to it again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. If you say so.
No, honestly, I think I feel really strong about at least 5 of them. Like, really strong.
Well, here you have it.
Damn.
I've never been less enthusiastic about a fucking pass in my fucking...
Really?
Poor face, dude. I feel bad.
I love
Why
him
do you
death,
feel
man.
Bad?
His face is better than this, though.
I mean, he made 7 great songs.
That's an uninspired
album. To you, he
album.
Made 8. Uninspired. To him, he made 5.
I can't believe you found 8 to like out of that shit.
I just feel bad because it feels so, like, melancholy and shit in here.
You know why? Because that Scarface, bro. He's always been like that, man.
Good night, Blender.
Dude, his most popular songs are slow as fuck, bro.
No.
Yeah, man. Smile, My Block, fucking Guess Who's Back. All of them are slow.
But they was like...
That's fine. They're all slow.
Nah.
You can't convince me otherwise,
I wouldn't say that they weren't slow, but they were like... They had emotion. They had heart. They had feeling. This is just... Man, whatever.
Honestly, man, I don't know what's going on. Honestly, overall, man, lyrically, he seems a lot more... Like,
dumbed down,
simpler.
Yeah,
like it's not. That's
the album
one thing
reeked
I
of lacking
it.
Effort, but there was no effort.
People
in
are still
album.
Mad that we blended Forest Hills Drive. Should we redo that sometime?
Maybe in like 10 years.
Whatever.
I'm telling you, man. So many people are upset about that. I just sucks. Keep hearing that fucking album come back.
Hey, y'all keep being.
What happened to Forest Hills Drive? Hey, you know what? Whack. Be happy with the warm up last episode, man.
Yeah, yeah. We blessed you with his best work.
Fuck y'all.
That shit was great.
Absolutely.
Throw out the information.
Hold on a second, man. If you want to check us out, you can go to Facebook.
We Gets Live.
And if you want to go to Twitter, you can go to
Major HH, JMac HH,
Mola One,
and
Live awesome. The Basement.
Live The Basement.
Also, on, you can go to Instagram.
At Live The Basement.
At Live The Basement.
Why you Absolutely. Sound like this is post-mortem? Sounds sad.
You made me sad.
Yo, here's the exciting thing,
That album made
here's
me sad.
Here's the exciting thing. You can tune in every Wednesday on Dash Radio Native Rhymes Channel.
Yeah. Between 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Pick get your up. Shit together.
Shouts to Dash Radio. Shouts to Julie. Shouts to DJ Ski.
Hey, listen to this.
Yeah, Jimmy Tense, Axis.
New music.
Out of here, man. Episode 35. We'll see y'all in a couple weeks. Salute, man.
We're going to enter the 36 chambers next episode.
Real, man. What we doing next episode, dude?
You already know.
I already think, yeah, we kind of touched on it. Can't wait to get to it, man.
Catch you guys next episode. Thank you for tuning in, man. We'll see you soon.
All Woo! Right, y'all. Be easy.
I saved up all this dough I'm scraping. The fun dreams that are so complacent. My friends ask why I don't complacent. They have fun cause they sure I'm making enough bread to get me out the basement. I say I got it but they know I'm faking. I say I'm coming but they know I'm flaking. My sister called and she knows I'm wasted. The face mystery scribbled and changed history. Hissing around snakes in the garden and faith picked from me. Picking poisonous porcelain pictures to change shit to be flush. King James, the royal to claim victory. Business, I'm Dan Gable and crap. Tables, not stack chips. Bitch, I'm Dan Gable, so catch tables and backflip. Wrote my best songs while looking up on a mattress. But now I walk on eggshells looking for access to rap shit. Wanna run up and I'm swinging axes. Clash with a titan for the title on some splash shit. Wave high like a salutation from your dad, bitch. That shit went over one's head like the glasses on that kid next. Door, no neighbors in my spot. Except you're a bitch, you living on the block. Oh yes, sure you that nigga till I stop. Progress from your click, you niggas finna drop. Saved up all this dough, I'm scraping. The fun dreams that are so complacent. My friends ask why I don't complacent. They have fun cause they sure I'm making enough bread to get me out the basement. I say I got it but they know I'm faking. I say I'm coming but they know I'm flaking. My sister called and she knows I'm wasted. Rain, blue sky. Don't let another day pass me. My dad, I don't have it for my family. Please change, blue sky. Don't let another day pass me. But that I can't manage, I can't manage. Walk a mile in my shoes, won't ya? Lose, won't ya? Wake up to the news, do what you wanna. Do cop a cube, run what you wanna. Kick back, free your mind, change your views, won't ya? Perception is key, indefinitely. I'm in debt, in the depth, could distress the deceased. The rest couldn't see what's invested in me. No school to become a respected MC, so I wonder if I ain't do rap. Jesus would've stayed at college. That shit would've held me back. Stopping what I always wanted. And yeah, nigga ain't got shit. Still a nigga always flaunting. I guess I'll never find out. It's time out, dug a hole so deep, gotta climb out. Cause I saved up all this dough I'm scraping. The fun dreams that are so complacent. My friends ask why I don't complacent. They have fun cause they sure I'm making enough bread to get me out the basement. I say I got it but they know I'm faking. I say I'm coming but they know I'm flaking. My sister called and she knows I'm wasted.
Live from the basement.